doing the Grego, 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 doing the Grego.
Community Quick Hits, brought to you by
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. You know, it's one thing to be out here in Southlake, to be at Taverna Rosa, to be having fun, to be bringing in the weekend, boning in the weekend, if you will.
And Father's Day.
And for Father's Day. It's another thing to do it.
Good thing I don't have to worry about that.
With the prodigal son of Southlake, ladies and gentlemen, Dan McDowell.
Wow. Look at this.
Look at your people just bowing to you.
On behalf of Dragon Nation, I'd like to welcome the Hardline here.
It's lovely to be with everyone here in Dragon Nation today. Lovely to be a part of it.
Boy, is everybody here a dragon?
Weather here seems to be partly milfy.
True.
In Taverna Rosa.
Yes. Yes.
Mike is wearing some shocking shorts.
That's been his short.
I've never seen those.
His short of the week.
I don't think. Yeah. Did you wear them earlier this week?
Yeah.
You just wear the same shorts all week?
We've got to get a couple days out of them at least, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not the way you roll?
No.
Are you kidding? In Southlake, you can't wear the same thing two days in a row?
No.
Bro.
Boy, I'd be a misfit out here then.
Come on, man.
You already are.
You got to mix it up a little bit.
Shorts, I generally will not wear that many days in a row. But, no, that's all right. I mean, they're... I'll wear khakis more than one day in a row because you can't tell that they're the same ones. Those are really different.
Yeah, if these show up 2 days, you know, 2 days out of three, then everybody notices it.
Wear that same Hawaiian... Oh, I forgot Hawaiian Shirt Friday.
Yeah.
That tradition already died.
You got to get it started again.
Well, Mike forgot, too.
So today after the show, what'd you do? You went straight to the Southlake Chamber of Commerce meeting? You guys were trying to fix
things? Yeah, Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
Did you stop by Goodwill to pick up a couple good Hawaiian shirts?
Well, we meet the power brokers in Southlake. We'll meet, and we discussed who we want for the next mayor.
Ah, yes. Of course.
Yeah, we're going over some resumes.
Ah.
And we'll decide.
Any early favorites you want to tell us about?
Not really. It's way too early in the game for that. But someone that will continue to pour more money into we, the business leaders of town.
Yes.
Leaders of industry.
You got to be properly aligned with business.
Yes.
Well, and I know that
I learned on Business Tuesday.
I know this center that you and a couple other guys invested in to make it whole, it's doing quite well, it appears. It's not just Taverna Rosa. It's other things around here, and I'm sure you're very proud of what you've built.
Although, make no mistake, Taverna Rosa is the hub.
It's pretty much, they plan this to be the center of everything.
Yes.
So any activity that happens in Southlake will, what do you call it?
It branches out from Taverna Rosa.
It radiates from this very central point.
Yes.
They've determined this is the best place to digest food, just for everything to happen to anyone. Many love connections are made here, right at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes some swapping. It's crazy out here in Southlake.
Maybe a pregnancy or two.
You
every
went
now
too
and
far.
Then.
Yeah, I hear things really get kind of freaky deaky at the birds sometimes.
Especially on Father's Day.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That's when you make new again. You get whole all over again.
It's a great place to meet your next
wife.
Whole.
Because being a father is so fun, as you know, right?
Oh,
your kids are growing up.
Yeah.
But then they grow up and they become like teenagers, and then you don't want to have anything to do with them. They don't want to have anything to do with you. Then you come here, you meet your new younger wife.
Right.
10 to 15 years younger, and you do it again. You have new kids, and then you kind of do it right. My little, would you call it a stepbrother? My dad's second wife's kid.
How old is he?
He's just a tyke, just a lad.
He's like seven.
Yeah, he's a stepbrother.
Compared to me, but he was treated way differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got all the mistakes are done on the first kid.
It was like watching the new Elton John movie, where the dad had Elton, hated everything he did, was ashamed of him, all that. And then got married again. Elton comes back home at the age of 30 to see his dad again. His dad's got two new boys that he's just all obsessed with and playing baseball with.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. That's yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we do here in South Lake.
And
we give you, introduce you to your second wife.
I feel as a man who is approaching 50 that this is the proper place for me. Right? This is where I need to...
Yeah, it's time to get out.
Yeah.
Get out of the city. Take flight.
Yeah. This is for me, Mike.
And then, when you become Mike, then you, once you get rid of that second wife, then you move back downtown into the city, get into the vibrant, you know, the day-to-day world of Dallas.
Yeah. Now we're talking 25-year-olds then.
Now you become Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who don't want to have kids.
Yes. Yes.
You need to...
Yeah, they just want to have
fun. There's three steps.
Right.
And then, like Mike, he will meet with those Dallas power brokers and decide who the next mayor is, which he already did.
I did.
Which,
we got our way.
You won? And the Hunts and Ron Kirk and all the others.
Do we have a winner? Who won mayor?
Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson.
He did?
Yes.
That's right.
What other stories
do
you
have? We
don't
want Scott Griggs. Scott Griggs is too much for the people.
We
don't need
him.
We got to have somebody that looks after business.
That's right.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you for joining us. You'll be very
Can I join you on stories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to do a story on Darlie Routier. Now, Darlie Routier made news before you moved here. This is a 1996 story, but it's still one of the most salacious, crazy-ass, out-there, public-obsessed stories that we've had in a long, long time. Darlie Routier is one of only a handful of women on death row in Texas because she was accused and convicted of killing her two young sons, 6-year-old Devin and 5-year-old Damon.
I was going to guess that. Why women, that's why they're in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say 9 out of 10 women on death row in America.
She stabbed to death, she stabbed her kids to death in the living room of their Rowlett home in June of 1996. She claimed at the time that an intruder broke into the house, killed the boys, and slashed her throat before escaping into the night. Her husband, at the time, Darren, and their youngest child, Darla, who was 7 months old at the time, were unharmed and reportedly asleep upstairs at the time of the incident. She was convicted of her son Damon's murder, and was sentenced to death in 1997. Well, now, her family, which has maintained her innocence all the way through, except the husband, right? The husband was like, I don't think so. Like, he checked out. The mom, though...
This story's so long ago, I can't hardly remember it.
The mom, though, her mother, so Darlie Routier's mother, they have always maintained her innocence. Well, now it looks like that the crime scene evidence is in the process of being DNA tested, and the mom says she will be exonerated within the year, and her name will be cleared completely. By the way, those kids were over their gravesite, and this was all the news channels were out there, and you may have seen this wherever you were at the time. Mm. This is what buried her. Was at the gravesite
after the funeral.
After the funeral, she was shown shooting silly string and popping balloons.
Yeah, it was a big party.
Yeah, and having a party because it was one of the kids' birthdays.
Yes, it was a birthday party, Dan.
Right, that she had at the gravesite.
Do you remember any of this, Dan?
I've heard her name for sure, but I didn't know about that detail.
I mean, this is like a top five murder.
So that helped her get convicted?
It didn't help.
Such a bad look. And then there, all the evidence, obviously, every bit of evidence pointed right to her.
Yeah, she tried to inflict some wounds, some defense wounds on her, and she had their blood all over her and claimed that she fought the person. I mean, who breaks into a house and just stabs a couple of little boys that they don't even know?
And it was obvious.
A sign of break-in?
Well,
she tried to stage it.
They figured out that the break-in was done from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The knife that cut the screen was inside
the
kitchen.
Inside. Yeah, yes. So it doesn't look good, but what my thing
Does
is...
Husband cleared for sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
100%. But my question is concerning her is that it's not like DNA evidence is brand new. How have they not... If this had been requested, why has it taken this long to do the DNA testing on her? Doesn't that seem weird?
Very. I don't know what the answer to that is.
So it sounds like this story is just the mom spouting off stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Anybody of authority.
Yes, her mom has been her constant defender.
The mom says a lot of people...
You can see that.
...didn't like the silly string, but they didn't see the prayer service where we had 20 or 30 people at a prayer service for 2 hours before that. The silly string was for the children because it was Devin's birthday. They're definitely wrong, those who believe she's guilty. A lot of them were just like the police and the prosecution. They had their target set on Darlie right from the beginning rather than doing a real investigation. All right, it's very OJ-esque.
Well, it was on their birthday, not on their death day. If she was doing the balloons on a death day, that would seem more bad.
But it does seem very OJ-esque where there was no sign of an intruder.
What's she look like?
Nice implants.
Michael.
There she is.
What?
The only reason we're doing this.
Implants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Always needed to touch up her roots.
Prison for 20 years, right?
Yeah, her roots grew out. And,
roots!
You know, I would convict her now.
Now, based on.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She's lost her usefulness.
What? I'm just saying, I feel like she's guilty. Just looking at her.
She's there's another kid still alive?
Yeah, like.
I wonder what that kid.
Dude, the kids would be 30 right now.
Let's get them on the air.
And so what, the youngest one...
Think they still live around here?
I don't know.
I don't know if we should get him on the air.
Who?
Talk about
the husband? Would you stay living around here?
No.
If your wife killed your kids...
No.
Would you still be the Cobra?
No, Dan, I don't think I would. Laughing at everything.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
You think that would change you?
Uh-oh.
A bit, yeah. All right, we're being told by executive producers...
I'm just saying, uh-oh.
Yeah. Concert calendar next. Stick around for it, Dan.
Don't do it. It's